Stories. Stories. Everybody loves a good story. Stories have the ability to bring us joy and also bring us to the place of tears. In a good story, we connect with the characters. We start to care for them. We become invested in them. I love stories. I love stories of people's lives. Lives like Nelson Mandela or Eric Liddell or Louis Zamperini. Unbroken, again, if you haven't watched that movie, you've got to watch that movie. Great movie. Corrie ten Boom, read her couple of books. Brilliant, challenging. The highs and the lows. Or likes of this guy here, Brother Yun, read that many, many, many years ago, and it really encouraged and challenged me a lot. Stories are great. Or if you're like me, you probably watch more movies. But the stories in movies like Faith Like Potatoes, Angus Buck and his life story, it's so many things that can challenge us, so many big name Christians who's got these books out that we can read and be challenged by their stories. And we know that Jesus used stories. He used parables. Jesus' stories still are being retold and retold 2,000 years later, and they still teach and challenge us. Look at the challenge of the Good Samaritan, how to love your neighbor, or the challenge of the rich man and Lazarus. These stories touch our hearts. Maybe at the dinner table, you like to tell the stories of your day and everybody listens and they share their stories and it's great just to hear other people's stories. Yes, stories are powerful. As Christians in today's society, which, if we're being honest, today's society is increasingly becoming more and more un-Christian. It's becoming hostile to Christianity. We, as the church, we need to utilize the power of our stories in order to make an impact for Jesus in the world. I think that the days of people coming to churches, to missions in churches, is basically over. Personal evangelism, friendship evangelism, is the future for the spreading of the gospel in this world, where our everyday conversations and life, we just naturally share and tell of the good news of Jesus. As we engage our story of faith with the stories of the people we meet, we can share with them God's story of salvation through Jesus Christ. And this is the challenge tonight, to tell your story. As individuals and as teams who go out on mission, working with young people and with older people of all ages, you will make an impact in the lives of the people you meet as you share and you tell your story to them. As a church, as we go out on mission to our homes, our families, our work, our school, on holidays, basically everywhere we go, our biggest opportunity to make a difference for the gospel is to share our stories with the people we meet. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter encourages and challenges Christians living in a largely unchristian and hostile environment to be able to tell their story of faith. And we know this verse very well, chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. There's a sense that he is writing this to people who are being attacked, Christians who are being attacked. And that's what he is doing. And we are to be prepared to give an answer for the reason for our hope. The reason for our hope in the face of attack. But I also think that in this challenge that he gives, we can apply it to our everyday lives. That when asked, we can give an answer for our hope, our Christianity. And we do this as we tell our story of faith. And what is our story? Every good story has a central theme or a main motivation. And for Christians, Peter tells us what that is. He says, Jesus is the Lord of our hearts. The first thing Peter does here in this verse is say, set apart Christ as Lord. It's a command. And we do this because of all that Jesus has done and achieved for us. Peter said in verse 18, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous Jesus, for the unrighteous us, to bring us to God so that we could know heaven. He was put to death on the cross. He died in the body but was made alive in the Spirit. And we all can know the Spirit of God. When the story of our lives meets the story of Jesus, it starts within us a new story. Jesus is our hope. The story of our faith starts here within our hearts when we realize our need of Jesus and make the decision to believe in and to follow him. What we do then is to set Christ apart as our Lord, our Master, the King of our lives. And we do this in our hearts. That's within our inner self, the center of our thinking, our grieving, our rejoicing, our desiring, our understanding, our decision making. We put him as Lord of all. Paul says this in Ephesians, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the central theme, the motivation of our story of faith. Jesus is our story. And we all have unique stories, but the same reason for our hope. When your faith started, or the work of Jesus in your life as you have lived, it's all different. Each of our stories are different. They are unique, but they all are driven by Jesus, our hope. As we think about telling our story, when we're asked about the reason for our hope, the next thing that hits me about this is that in order to be asked about the reason of your hope, you need to live in a way that shows our hope. How do we get opportunities to tell our story? If you're not living out the hope, you will not be asked about your hope. And this is a vital part of us telling our stories. By living out our story so that others see that hope. And from verses 8 to 11, Peter tells us, I've just put them up there, just so you see what Peter says. He says that we're to live in harmony with one another. He says we're to be sympathetic. We're to love as brothers. We're to be compassionate, humble, not to repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing. We're to keep our tongues from evil, our lips from deceitful speech. We're to turn from evil and do good. We're to seek peace and pursue it. This is living out our story. How do we get opportunities to tell our story? We live out our story. As we do this, Peter says that this is us living with the hope of Jesus within us, showing the difference that Jesus makes. Again, Peter says this in Philippians, for it is God who works in you to will and to work according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. We are to live out our story. We are to shine like stars in the universe. But you know that list up there? It is difficult. Whenever Whenever I am insulted, I don't always repay it with a blessing. Sometimes I might insult back. It's hard to live this out for our story to be the way it is meant to be. It is different from the rest of the world. The Christian life is countercultural. And all the while, the culture is going to try and drag us away from what Peter's just showing us here. To love like brothers, to seek peace, to turn from evil and do good. But this is how we live out our story. You've heard the saying, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. This is true, but there is more. I read this from Tim Keller. The popular saying, preach the gospel, use words if necessary, is helpful but also misleading. If the gospel were primarily about what we must do to be saved, it could be communicated as well by actions to be imitated as by words. But if the gospel is primarily about what God has done to save us and how we can receive it through faith, it can only be expressed through words. Faith cannot come without hearing. This is an important challenge from Keller. We are to preach the gospel by how we live and by what we say. Living in a way that we will be asked about our hope, and when we are asked about our hope, we will be able to tell the story. Are we prepared to tell our story? Telling our story of faith can be difficult. It can be challenging. It requires boldness and confidence in the Lord, but we must speak it out. It is the word of life to the world. So we need to be able to verbalize our testimony, pointing to Jesus. Can we tell our testimony, what we believe, why we believe, when we started to believe? I remember when we were at university, they were always challenged by the CU guys, you know, can you tell your testimony in 1 minute? You know, just those important things, if you're talking to somebody, sharing your faith. Can we all do that? Are we confident in telling our story? And as we do that, we point to Jesus. Telling of the hope that we have and the difference Jesus makes to our lives. This is part of our story. The confidence we can have in his plans for us. How he can guide our lives is part of our story, even though sometimes we don't understand it. The joy that we can have because of Jesus. The joy we can have when we come together to worship him, to study his word, to fellowship together. That is part of our story that we need to be telling to the world about what Christianity really looks like. The confidence we have in our prayer lives, that we can open up our hearts to the Lord, that we can lament, that we can rejoice, we can ask, we can pray to him. These are all things that are part of our story. Then we've got, are we increasing our knowledge so that we can answer? Do we desire to know more and more about Jesus, developing a Christian worldview? On the difficult issues which we are being bombarded with at the moment, can we talk about marriage, abortion, euthanasia? All these difficult things, are we reading up on them? Are we self-feeding? Are we increasing our knowledge so that we can answer the difficult questions that we will be asked about the reason for our hope? As we think about being prepared to tell our story, are we sharing our life? Are you sharing your life with those who don't know Jesus? Sometimes it's very easy to just hang around with Christians and tell each other our wee stories. But we can share, we are called, to share with non-Christians. And it's taking time with non-Christian, listening to their stories and mixing that story with our stories and then God's stories. This week, I went to deliver something this week about 9:30 at night to a guy, and he said, sure, come on in. And I was like, oh man, really? But anyway, I did go in, I sat down and we talked, and he shared his story with me, and that is a difficult story he shared with me, and I was able to share some of my story with him, and the conversation is nowhere near over. But that's what we need to do. We need to be willing to share our lives with those who do not know the Lord and listen to their stories so we can introduce God's story to them. And we do it all in love. Peter said, but do it with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience. Love is key. It's all about our relationships. That's why I started by saying that personal evangelism is the future for spreading the gospel. Where in our everyday conversations, in our everyday life, we just naturally talk about God. We naturally tell the good news of Jesus through our stories. We tell our stories, engaging our story of faith with the stories of people we meet. We can share with them God's story of salvation through Jesus Christ. Are we prepared to give an answer for the reason for our hope? Telling our story. Remembering Jesus is our story. We are to live out our story, and we're to tell our story in love. Because your story could be the most important story some people will ever hear. God may use it to bring others to faith.